Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. So, I will now ask the inevitable question. Did you do the crossword?
I did do the crossword.
And did you do it well?
Well, I did it for a while.
Okay.
It was a longer while than it usually takes me on a Wednesday.
Hmm.
But it was an amazing puzzle.
Uh-huh.
I was just in awe when I finally figured out what was going on.
Yes.
So.
And I never would have seen the revealer coming without solving first.
Right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the theme was just kind of all over the place here. Many things going on in this puzzle that were theme related. The first thing I noticed was that there was one circled square. Just one. And I thought, well, that's odd. But I went ahead and started solving anyway. And it the theme revolved around 20 across, which was cave dweller of Greek myth, and that was Polyphemus. So that was the first part of the theme. So then there were several other clues that were related to 20 across. For example, 41 across, a journey such as the one where 20 across appears, and that was, of course, Odyssey. And then there was 60 across, which was 20 across by another name, and that was the Cyclops. That's the name I knew that creature
as. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cyclops. I never knew that his real name was Polyphemus. But those were all related. And then where the circled square was, the clue was cry after a poke. And the answer to that was, I can't see, which is something that Polyphemus would have said because he couldn't see. And the reason for that was the very last clue that was a part of the theme, and that was 73 across. Feature of 20 across, and when sounded out, a feature of today's puzzle, clues and all. And the answer to that was one eye. And that was the amazing part of this puzzle, in that there was just one eye in the whole puzzle. None of the clues had eyes in them. And the only eye could be found in the circled square. And the answer, I can't see. So that was the theme.
Yes. And when I got to that, I started looking through the grid. And of course, there were no eyes. It was just like, wow, I never would have noticed that.
No, me either. And I mean, in the clues, no eyes in any of the clues.
Right. I mean, it's harder to notice something that is not there as opposed to something that is there maybe in abundance.
Right.
But
just pretty incredible and such a surprise. So
yes.
That was kind of the joy of this puzzle. Like, oh my goodness, there's only one eye in this whole puzzle. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, amazing.
Well, and that was part of the joy, because, I mean, there were actually, you know, apart from the theme, which was, as you say, amazing, there were lots of other areas, lots of other clues that were fun to tackle. Mm-hmm. I thought one across, group of plants was floras.
Right.
You know, you hear flora and fauna.
Right.
You never hear floras.
No.
Plural.
No, I had trouble with that.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, that's where I ended up because I had put, what did I put?
Flori, A-E?
No, I think I put floret.
Oh.
Like, you know.
Like in broccoli?
Like in a broccoli, floret. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then five down, which was a little cryptic for me, Beth Preceder.
I think it's probably pronounced Bait.
Bait?
Or maybe Bet. Maybe it wouldn't be Beth.
Okay.
Because it's the, I believe that's the second letter of the Hebrew alphabet.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Because I had Aleph, and I'm like, oh, I think Aleph is a...
Aleph.
Mm-hmm. A Hebrew letter.
Yep. Aleph is the first letter. Beit is the second.
Uh-huh. And then six down, Skater Cohen. I had no idea. So I thought, well, Tasha, that's a name. So I thought that maybe that would work. But then I thought, Aleph, that's not right. So then I thought, well, maybe it's Aleph. Or how do you say it?
Aleph.
Aleph. So then I thought, well, Florat. There's no such thing as that. And the only other name I could think of that ended in Asha was Sasha. So that's how I finally ended the puzzle. I had a little trouble in that corner.
You know, I vaguely remember a story about a skater. I thought her name was Tasha. Maybe it was Tanya, who beat up someone else.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tanya.
Tanya. Okay, Tanya, so mm-hmm. not Tasha.
Yeah,
okay.
That was a movie that came out a few years mm-hmm. ago.
Well, you know, I saw Sasha and I saw Cohen, and there's like this comedian.
Sasha Baron Cohen.
Right. But this is, I don't know if he's also a skater.
No, I don't believe so.
Actually, I think the name is spelled differently.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's S-A-C-H-A. Mm-hmm. And you know, whenever he's got Sasha, he's always got Baron following it. So.
Yes, that's right. Yes, no, he is not a skater.
But I, you know, I keep looking back to that theme clue, Polyphemus, and that's just, you know, I think of one eye. It's just like, you got one eye, what would you have many of? But mm-hmm.
right, yeah.
I think it was it can mean many voices, if I recall.
Oh,
but and then beneath that we had cool 90s style, and so I thought cool, neat. I had it ending in T, but that didn't sound too cool.
Not for the 90s,
and not for the New York Times because they wanted it to be fat, P-H-A-T.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the pronunciation. I feel more confident with Aleph than I do with fat. But otherwise, it would have to be P-hat.
Right.
Which sounds like something in statistics. 26 down, oft-contracted address was madam.
Yes.
That was good. Right. It took me a bit to figure out.
Mm-hmm. The next one there, 27 across, too. Eschew the pews, say. Elope.
Yes, that was very funny. let's see here. Four down was corrects as keystrokes, and it was retypes.
Yes.
You know, I got that to fit. I'm like, really? It's retypes? I mean, that's what you do when you correct keystrokes, so I guess I shouldn't be surprised by that as an answer. But I was thinking of like autocorrect or IntelliSense or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Seven across, mental blank, and it was math. And that got me thinking, there's mental math, which is actually probably mental arithmetic. Is there physical math?
I've never heard of mental math.
It
must have come after I learned math.
Well, you probably learned the physical math. This is the mental math.
I just learned plain old math.
And the one next to it, escape vessel, was a pod.
Yes.
You know, I've heard of escape pods always in science fiction.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen a real life. I don't even know if there are real life escape pods.
Yeah, I don't know either. But yeah, I remember, like in Star Trek, go to the escape pod.
Yeah, every single science fiction movie or series that I've watched, and I watch a lot of them, there's always an escape pod.
Yes, definitely.
But you walk into your basic Boeing, and there's probably not one escape pod there. I think they might be in, like, submarines. That seems like a good place to have an escape pod.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
But let's see here. 42 down, I thought was just sort of amusing. Once I can find 42 down, psst, hey, and it was you there.
Uh-huh, right.
And I like that answer. It's just sort of pretty straightforward. I started to have trouble at 50 across, Navy vessel letters. I wrote USN.
Well, I did too.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
What a coincidence.
Because 51 down was egg blank. And so I thought, oh, eggnog.
Yes, that's exactly my logic as well. Listeners, you should know Gene and I solve these independently. and only start to talk about it during the podcast.
That's correct.
So it's always a surprise. We try and keep these fresh, fresh like eggnog. Or the correct answer, egg sac.
That's right.
Don't know whether or not that's... But yeah, because 55 across that the middle letter in sac, that would be an A for those of you not keeping track. It was pronto. And it was just, I thought it was either going to be stat or ASAP.
Right.
But it was ASAP in this case.
Mm-hmm. Right. See, I had OSAP because I put NOG. And you know, it's funny because I thought USS originally, because I thought of the USS Enterprise.
That famous naval vessel. Yes. I remember it.
No, it's probably USN, but it wasn't USS.
I guess they call them, let's see. We've been on the Missouri.
Yes.
Was that the USS Missouri?
I guess.
Or was it the Missouri Mo, which would be redundant when you think about it?
No. It must have been.
67 across, how Jenga blocks are placed, hopefully. I had it ending in Y. I had it starting with an ST, and I was thinking steady. And it's just like, that doesn't sound right. But it was stably.
Stably, yes.
That was an unusual
word. That's a different word. Yes. I don't know that I've ever used that word. Stably.
Yeah. It doesn't roll off the tongue.
No.
And then that A of stably intersected 47 down, swap out. And it turned out it was replace.
Yes.
Which was way too easy. It's sort of like, it's got to be something more complex than that, but it was not.
Mm-hmm. And it's sort of in the same area that in the bottom where retypes is in the top. So it retypes. And replace.
That's true. A lot of re's going on there. Mm-hmm. I ended up with 70 across, wrap for a monarch, which was cocoon.
It was.
That was a struggle for me.
Well, you know, that's what I put in originally, and then I thought, no, that's not going to work. But it did, eventually.
Boy, that never would have occurred to me. I immediately started thinking about, what would King Charles or Queen Elizabeth wear?
Well, I have to admit, the first thing I thought was ermine, because that's often what, you know, a robe has, like a collar of ermine. But
that's not the whole thing.
64 across was old lang blank, and I knew that was signed. So
right.
I had an N at the end, so I thought, well, maybe it's cocoon. I thought, no, it's not that. So, but it was. I put it back in.
Well, I'm not sure how this came about, but I had 57 down, follow as a lead. I had act in, and I was thinking, like, you know, someone's the lead player on the stage, and you're in that same play, and so it was act in. Mm-hmm. And so I had, and then it became, for some reason, I don't know how to spell cocoon, because I hear it as ca-coon. Not cocoon, and so I went for C-A-C-O-O-N. So I had act an as follow as a lead, and I got suspicious.
Yeah, I think you should have gotten suspicious.
At act an, and then realized it was act on. That's but don't right. you think cocoon, I mean, you hear, maybe it should be C-U-C-O-O-N.
Cocoon.
It's definitely, there's no, I can't hear the O in it.
Nope.
It's a very unusual O there. Of course, it's right next to those.
It's like a schwa.
It's a schwa?
Cocoon.
Oh, no. Now I'm going to figure out what a schwa is again.
It's an sound. Cocoon.
Right. 49 down. Q's. Or, I'm sorry. Let me try that one more time. Quest for some athletes was gold.
Right.
That took me longer than it should have. A lot of these clues took me long. I mean,
I know. I spent, 30 minutes and 8 seconds. And I do have to admit, I was kind of dozing because I was really tired when I did this. But thankfully, you know, I was doing it on my laptop and it does stop it. But, you know, if you don't do anything for a little while, then it'll stop it. So it did stop the time, thank goodness.
Well, that is good. Uh-huh. I think it was the cost of writing an entire puzzle with only one eye in it. You know, there has to be something. There are going to be lots of words that you have to leave on the cutting room floor, so to speak.
That's right.
If you can't use the letter I.
That's right.
So,
yes, that's very true. And so that might have made the clues a little more cryptic.
But in spite of that, I mean, it was still a fabulous crossword. And like I said, I didn't even notice the eyes were missing until they drew it to my attention.
Either. I just thought, oh, they got kind of tricky clues today. But
yes.
Tricky because they had no eyes in them.
Right. Let's see if there's anything else. I think we got most of the salient clues. Mm-hmm. And just a couple more before we depart here. 61 down, okay place to be naked once was Eden.
Yes, that's funny.
And the orchestra part, 62 down, I'm like, well, that could be anything, but it was oboe.
Right.
I guess you talk about, here's the oboe section.
Well, you know, I think of that as the winds, you know, like the
right.
Woodwinds.
I guess a sort of a subset.
Mm-hmm, I guess.
So, all right. Well, that is it for today then, I believe.
Okay.
And so thanks, everyone, for listening. Hope you're enjoying these podcasts. Please tell others about us on social media. And Thursday's crossword is going to be out soon. It might contain a rebus. Look out for a rebus.
I'm sure it will contain more eyes.
If it starts, yeah. It'd be funny if it was like missing another letter. They're just going to go through the letter, maybe the vowels. Mm-hmm. You know, the next one's going to be missing an O and then a U and then the circle around to the A and the E. I want to see the one that's missing the A's.
Yeah, or the E's.
Yeah, actually, I think the most common letter is E.
Mm-hmm, it is.
So if it's missing E's, we're going to notice.
I would think so.
All right, well, that's it for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.